Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I guess whenever you actually see this broadcast, I pray that it blesses you. This morning, as you can see the title, Walking in Faith. We've been dealing with trauma. We're dealing with a lot of things that really and truly affects your faith, because it causes you to not trust what you can't see. Y'all better catch what I'm saying, man. It causes you to not trust what you can't see. And faith, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you know, you don't see it, but you see the manifestations of it when you start walking in it. And so today, God is really stretching me to walk more in faith. So I'm this morning, I've just been seeking him, you know, asking for instructions, asking for directions, because I don't want to, when I have to make decisions, I want to make wise decisions. And so I don't want to make them off of an emotional place that I'm not believing or I'm not having faith in what God is showing me or what he's asking me to do. And I'm trying to find and I'm being transparent in my mind, thinking of all these different type of ways of doing something and figuring it out, or just saying, well, it must not be that season of time for whatever. But God is really and truly dealing with me about my faith. And so as I went through all of this trauma place, now he's trying to literally and truly build up my faith, because there's things that God has shown me that absolutely nowhere in the world that I could do it on my own. I don't have in my natural, I don't have the capacity to do it. I don't have the finances to do it. I don't have any of the stuff that he's asking me to do without believing and having faith that if he showed it to me, that he's actually going to give me the instructions of how to do this. My mind just went to Noah. When God is giving this man a blueprint of building something, and he's saying that it's going to rain, and his mind is like, what the heck is rain? He's never seen rain before in his life. But he had faith enough that of what he saw and what God said, that he was going to actually just go ahead and do it. And so this morning, when I get to walking, and before I hit the button, he says, this is a season where you're going to walk in this Noah anointing. I want you to build without ever knowing what it looks like, because of knowing how it's supposed to be built. I'm going to show you what it looked like. And I'm going to give you the instructions of what it looks like. I'm going to supply you the needs of what you need to build it. I'm going to bring the right things, the right tools, surround you to get it done. But I need you to have faith that what I just said to you and what I've shown you, that I'll bring it to pass. Come on, y'all. Somebody just got delivered right there. The enemy was jacking up your faith. I mean, he was sucking all the life out your faith. Whew. I just got delivered myself. I told y'all, these messages are for me. So now, God says, I want you to build this. I want you to do this. And I want you to do this. Instead of me normally, this is what my normal self, normal Gerald would do. Well, I don't know how to do that. How's that going to work? Is this really God? Why would God want me to do something I don't know how to do? Because I'm telling you, what he really wants you to do is be in a lifestyle of leaning, relying, and trusting in him. I ain't say a season. I say a lifestyle. Make it your life that you're going to lean on God when you know doggone where you ain't strong enough to do it yourself. Huh? Rely on God when you know your mind can't even think of what God is literally trying to give to you and show to you. Huh? And trust that what God showed you, he'll bring to pass. God is not a man that he shall lie. So why would he show you something and not give you the instructions of how to get it? Why would he show you something and not supply you the things that you need for it? See, the enemy is all out to attack our faith, because God is trying to show us stuff that stretches us out of our comfort zone, stretches our capacity to see if you're able to expand out of your normal, comfortable self. Come on, Gerald. Expand. Expand. Increase your faith. Increase your faith. I hear God saying, he's shown me so many different things that I was believing in, I was having faith in, and he did it. So why, when he showed me something on the next level, I don't want to have the same type of faith to do it? So, because it takes a different type of faith. See, you had a small level of faith for a small level of thing. But when you got a big thing in front of you, your faith got to grow. Your faith got to move. Your faith got to expand. Your faith got to go to another level. You can't have the same amount of faith. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. So what is it? What are we doing here? What are we doing here, Gerald? What are we doing? What's your mindset? Lord, you give me assignments. And can I tell you, every assignment is a stretch to me. Every assignment pushes me. Every assignment causes me to grow in my faith, grow in my believing in what God is telling me. Every situation, every year, since I moved to Georgia, that move, I had to believe in God. I had to have faith. I had to have faith in God and hearing God when I was just coming out of all of my junk. I was just getting into a somewhat of a all right place. And then God says, move. You got to have faith in this. And my wife had to have faith in me that she heard it and that I'm in a place where I can move my family. And then when we get here, the enemy wants to hit us, right? He wants to hit us with not having a place to stay, having us to stay in a motel, having us to do all of this stuff. Because, listen, son, he's always trying to cause us to doubt our faith, don't believe in faith, walk away from faith, don't trust faith, all of the above. So in that scenario, as you can tell, as you know, go back and look at our story. We ended up getting a house. Okay. Happy. But then all things start crumbling again. So God, you know, you brought us here. Check this out. Even God gave a prophet and told us even the color of the house, what the house was supposed to look like. And we pulled up to it, and it was exactly what she said, right? So we knew that was something that God wanted us to be in. And so we did it. We did it. Here's the next level of faith. Because it took faith for us to move from our comfortable place in Florida to this place. So now, staying in a hotel, motel, whatever that is, we got to lean, rely, and trust in God. So that's helping us build our faith, strengthen our faith. Was it tested? My God, was it tested? Yes, it was tested. But in the testing, it allows us to figure out the strategies that God is trying to get us, finding our weak areas, the areas that we're weak in our faith. Come on, y'all. I'm saying something right now. You got to catch this. So as we maneuver in our life and maneuver in different situations, our level of faith gets tested to see if you will revert back, if you will just forfeit it. I don't want it. It's going to take too much. I see too much. God, I'm all right with where I am. And God is a progressive God. God is not trying to keep you there. He doesn't want your faith to stay at a baby level. He's trying to mature your faith. He's trying to grow your faith. And he's growing your faith by giving you different situations and different scenarios to see if you're going to lean, rely, and trust in him. Somebody better catch what I'm talking about. Because I'm catching it, God. I hear you. I thank you, Father, for unclogging my ears that I'm hearing clearly. Thank you for removing the scales off of my eyes that I see clearly. I can see in a foggy day. I see this thing clearly. The enemy says, yeah, I'm going to put you in a foggy day. You ain't going to get out there and walk and talk. I mean, whatever. Here I am walking and talking. Why? Because I understand my faith got to go to another level. I got to believe what God told me to do is going to come to pass. So as I'm walking and I'm talking to y'all, my faith is just leaping. Ooh, it's leaping. It's leaping. Before I started, I ain't going to even lie. I was sitting there mentally having a mental battle. Like, how am I going to do this, God? This don't sound right. I don't know about this move. I don't know about doing all of that. Okay, I'm gonna do this then. This is what you want me to do. My God, but he's stretching me. He's stretching me. And some of y'all, he's been stretching you, and you refusing to be stretched. You're refusing to go to the next level because you're afraid. You're afraid that you don't know what's gonna happen. You're afraid that you don't know what God is going to do in this time frame. God going to do what he said he's going to do when he want to do it. Sometimes it's based on our job. Are you ready for it? Are you prepared for it? Are you truly leaning, relying, and trusting in him that he would do exactly what he said he would do for you? And so in this season, I need you to think about it. Think about the areas that your faith is extremely low. Is your faith low in your marriage? God says, I'm gonna restore your marriage. You have faith in that when you don't even see it, when your spouse is on the other side of the world and not even talking to you, or your spouse is right beside you and don't like it. Y'all have no communication. Huh? When God tell you, I'm gonna save your children, and you see your children in the street, and you see them wilding out, and you're like, God, I know you said you're gonna save them. I know you said you're gonna do it. But because you don't see it right now, do you stop believing it? Do you stop having faith in what God said? Come on now. Because the enemy's trying to play. He plays with your eyes. Huh? I remember God was telling me one time, Jerry, close your eyes. Your eyes getting you in trouble. Your eyes getting you in trouble. You spend so much time trying to see something And I'm just trying to tell you to walk to something. Are you willing to walk to it? Are you willing to put in the walk? Are you willing to put the steps into it? Because you got to walk to this destination. You got to walk through this trauma. You got to walk through this faith level. You got to walk through this season. You got to walk to your destiny and purpose. Come on. Stop standing still. Stop getting caught in quicksand. Huh? Stop operating in a stagnant place. You only believing in a certain level. You only have faith in a certain level. Huh? You got faith that your car gonna work. You got faith that you're gonna wake up and you can breathe. You can do all of that. You got faith that you're gonna be able to do that. But God says, I want you to build this. And you ain't got no faith in it because it ain't something that you see every day. Come on, y'all. Anybody growing with me? Is anybody getting stretched right now? Is anybody getting stretched right now? The capacity is being stretched. My body is being stretched. Because for what God has been showing me, my faith can't be at a baby level. I'm always looking at faith. And you know how y'all have it? It has these little meters, the little red things. And you know, when your power is up, it's, you know, it's all the way up. And when your power is low, it's like one red bar. Think about that as your faith level. Where is it? Do you have one bar? Or is your bar halfway? Is your bar in the middle? Where's your bar? Because at some point in some time, you got to check your faith level and to see where God is taking you. Where is God taking you? Why is he trying to increase your faith? Because he's literally is trying to get you to lean, rely, and trust in him. That it's none of you and it's all of him. Amen. Amen. Whew. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for increasing my faith. I thank you, Father, for everything you're doing that allows my faith to grow. Everything you're using to stretch me. Father, I repent for the times that I didn't believe, that I didn't have faith in you, that I doubted you. So I bind the spirit of doubt. I bind the spirit of unbelief, fear. I bind any spirit that attacks your faith. Faith, Father, we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for. So, Father, we thank you that our hope has been increased, that we're able to hope again. Father, we don't have to see it. We believe what you said to us will come to pass. We believe everything that you have shown us in our dreams, in everything that you've done in our life, we believe it. And we declare that it's coming to pass in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, y'all. Today, listen, do not allow the enemy to attack your faith. Don't allow it. Make a declaration, Lord, I will lean, rely, and trust in you. I will lean. When I say lean, I mean when you know you this thing is heavy and you can't do this by yourself. And you need somebody to help you. When you lean on someone, that person has to be sturdy enough to be able to carry you to your destination. When you lean in on God, you lean in on Jesus. You lean in on the Holy Spirit. That's able to help assist you to your destination. rely. That means that everything that you do is in them. Think about this here. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. So everything that I need, everything that I have to rely on is in him. It's in him. And then trusting the process of what God is doing, trusting the vision that God is giving you, trust the dreams, trust the conversations, the instructions that God is giving you. That's how you evaluate where you are. See if you're truly leaning. See if you're truly relying. See if you're truly, truly trusting. So as I walked around, and I had to think about that. Am I leaning on God? Listen, Moses had to literally trust God to do this. He had to. He had to build an ark when he ain't never saw rain. And he had to lean. Oh, check this out. Lean not into my own understanding. Come on now. There it is right there. When we lean it. See, this morning I was leaning into my own understanding. I was trying to figure something out on my own. And guys, there go the scripture. Lean not into my own understanding. Okay, there go your leaning right there. There it is. Don't do it. Everybody understand? Lean not into your own understanding, because you're not going to understand what God is doing. You're not going to understand it. You're just going to have to trust this thing. You're just going to have to rely that God is going to put you on the right path. He's going to give you the resources you need. He's going to do exactly what he said, and trust the process. Trust that if he told me to get this type of wood and make it this kind of way and make it the centimeters and all of this stuff this way, and then if I put this on here, that it's going to stay, and that if I put all these animals on here, this boat is not going to sink with me and my family. Oh, he had to rely on God, and he had to trust God. And when we're talking about that place, give you more scenarios. Abraham, he about to go over here and sacrifice Isaac. Okay, God, I'm trusting in you. I'm relying that you got something up here. I'm trusting that you're gonna do something. But because he actually took the steps to go and do it, and he leaned on God, like if he was to lean on his own understanding, he wasn't gonna sacrifice his only son. He wasn't gonna do that. Who wants to do that? But because he trusted God, because he leaned on God, he had an experience with God. So he was going to rely on God as he walked up this mountain. He was trusting God that he was going to do something that was miraculous. And because he actually did what he did, God opened up the heavens for him. God showed him some things that he couldn't even have possibly known down at the bottom of that mountain. Man, y'all better catch what I'm saying. Your faith is, God is trying to have your faith to unlock some stuff. He's trying to have your faith to unlock some destiny stuff. Some stuff that's been generational stuff that's been locked up for generations, been locked up in your ancestors by the things that they did and done. And God is trying to bring your faith to another level that you can get the access to something, generational blessings, generational favor. Come on, this stuff has been waiting on you. It's been waiting on you. Matter of fact, it can save your family's life. Think about Moses. Think about Moses. If Moses in lean, rely, and trust in God to build that ark, him and his whole family would have been wiped out too. Now, where's your faith? Where's your faith? What are you trusting in? What are you leaning on? What are you relying on? Are you relying on yourself? Your own intellect? You smarter than God? Gerald? I'm beating myself up, y'all. I'm getting a whipping. I'm really getting a whipping. And I'm taking it. Because you know what? God chastised the ones that he loves. So he loves me enough to get me correct. I can make some adjustments this morning. I'm okay with that. It don't feel good, but I'm okay. It's painful, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm being trained right now. I'm really being trained. I'm being trained to walk in faith. I'm being trained. Come on, God. Train me. You're the best trainer I've ever met in my life. My God, thank you. I receive this. I receive this. I see differently. Let me take my glasses off. I see differently. I'm understanding this thing. Y'all, I'm understanding this. Ooh, y'all don't even get it. I done hit another level of freedom just now. Oh my God, I just hit another level of freedom. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you for I thank you for this training session. This just went from a walk with me to a training session. A training session in how to walk in this level of faith. Because you got to be mature to walk in this thing. And think about it. When you go through training and something, you just can't be an adult and then act like a baby when it comes down to the working out, the training part of it, the discipline part of it, the pain of it, the discomfort of it. God is trying to change and reposition you to get into a place where when God shows you something, all you're doing is walking it out. You're not worried about how it's going to be done. God, I'm leaning on you. I'm trusting in you. I'm relying on you. This is no me. This is all you. Jesus, stand up in me. Jesus, walk in me. Oh, it's going to be God or it's going to be God. I don't have a plan B. So however you going to do this, God, let's do it. However you want to manifest the finances for it, let's do it. However you want to bring resources to me, let's do it. I'm not questioning you ever again about how you want to do things. Allow God to be God. Allow God to do what God does, because he does his job better than we do. All he wants us to do is lean, rely, and trust in him. Lean, rely, and trust in him. Lean, rely, and trust in him. Think about it. Take those three things and literally do a check on yourself. Where's your love? Are you leaning on God to love the unlovable? Are you trusting God that you won't get hurt? Huh? Are you relying on God to heal you so that you can trust in the love process? You trust in God that God has you when he's telling you to forgive? So you got to have faith in this stuff. You got to have faith that God has you. Because when you step out in it, you out in it. But is your faith strong enough to help you? Are you faithful? He said, be faithful in the little things. That's how you start building up your faith. Just being faithful in the little things. Then you can appreciate the bigger things when it's coming. It's a build-up process. Amen. So, Father God, I just thank you for our faith increasing. I thank you, Father, that we take on the understanding of leaning, relying, and trusting in you. That it's none of us and it's all of you today. I thank you for this training session. I thank you, Father, for the adjustments that are being made in our mind, in our hearts, Father God, in our spirits now, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Father, for not being faithful, for not trusting in you, not leaning on you, not relying on you, Father God, in every area of our life. So, Father, we rededicate our life to you. We rededicate everything. We understand that we were bought with a price, that we don't even belong to ourselves. So, Father, we surrender and we yield ourselves over to you as a living sacrifice, Father God. Have us, Father God. create, mold us, reform us, reshape us, Father God, into who you have called for us to be in this very moment, now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for allowing us to see another day that you have made. And Father, we thank you that this day we choose to walk with you. We choose to live by your principles, to live by your commandments, to live by your statutes, to live by your words. We thank you, Father, for sending your son to pay the price for our sins. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that allows us to walk in faith, that allows us to have comfort in you, now in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to lead and guide us. Continue to orchestrate our steps today. That this day, Father God, that we will show ourselves faithful to you. Faithful in every little way. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all. Hey, y'all be blessed and y'all have a wonderful day. And remember, lean, rely, and trust in God. Go through your training session. Y'all be blessed.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.